Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
One affiliate partnership literally saved our guest's business. And today he's going to break down the three types of affiliates that can fill your programs to capacity. So I'm excited to welcome Chuck Anderson. His company is Event Affiliate. So thanks for joining us today, Chuck. We're excited to have you.
I'm super excited, Jeannie. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, Chuck, a little tidbit for all of you out there listening is that we're actually working with Chuck. Chuck is coaching us about building our affiliate program. Chuck, why don't we start off with telling people, how did you end up in the affiliate space?
Yeah, and it's a long story.
Okay, quick pause. This episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and quietly hoping it won't catch up with you, we want you to hear this. You're not failing. This is incredibly common for most business owners. Most people don't avoid money because they don't care. They avoid it because it feels heavy, confusing, or stressful.
Get fairly short.
In our free live masterclass, we're going to show you a clear, more supportive way to handle your finances.
And a friend of mine had me over for dinner. After dinner, we go to his office.
You can learn more and save your seat at lessmathmoremoney.com.
For just over $10,000. And I'm like, where did you get that? And he proceeded to show me this very ugly website, and websites were ugly in 1999. And he explained that there was this, he built this website and these companies would give him links. He would put the links on the website, and anytime somebody clicked that link and made a purchase or opted in for a lead, they would pay him a commission, and it added up very quickly. So obviously it got my attention. That was my introduction into the first part of affiliate marketing. And I wasn't very long afterwards where I was getting my own $10,000 plus checks and teaching classes on how to set that up. And so then I was recruited by a company that sent me all around the world teaching their students how to set up ugly websites. They were getting prettier, but compared today, and how to find these affiliate opportunities and earn money and earn commissions by promoting other people's stuff. In doing that and selling those services, we had an affiliate program. And at our peak, we were doing $20 million in annual sales. And 40% of that came from our affiliate, our partners. And we had promotional partners, and we had different newsletters and email lists and different influencers at the time that would promote us. And 40% of 20 million is quite significant. And especially when you compare it to the other 60%, which was a mix of everything else. So it was by far our biggest channel. And it was a time in my life that I consider to be my dream job was rising to the ranks of marketing director of that company, where I got to oversee all of this. And then the company was sold and I no longer had a job, and I had a choice. I could either go and get another job, or I could go out on my own and start my consulting company. So I did the latter, got off to a really great fast start, leveraging relationships that I had developed in that business, and got a few clients. And this is where I think my story really intersects a lot of my clients' story, is because they also need clients. And when those clients start to slow down, or the acquisition of those clients and the lead flow starts to slow down, there can be a lot of challenges with that. That led me to one of the most difficult years I ever had in business, which was solved by an affiliate program. And I think we'll probably tell more about that and like how that all worked. But I was very blessed to be introduced to both sides of affiliate marketing, both earning a commission as an affiliate, which changed my life. I went from struggling in another business to being very, I would say the consistency that I was looking for was there, we'll put it that way. And then to be introduced to the other side of it, where we had this army of affiliates who generated almost $10 million in annual sales for us. So I got to learn both sides. And so now today, what I do is I help companies, especially coaches and service providers who have this constant need for lead flow and new clients, to use three types of affiliates, but a lot of, we call them affiliates, that will send them leads, send them clients, fill their webinars, their workshops, and their coaching programs to full capacity. And so that's caught you up. We went all the way from 1999 to present day.
Oh, I love that. And it's interesting because Jeannie and I have been affiliates for other people's stuff for years. If we believe in it and we promote it, we may as well earn a little money on the back end of that. But 2025 was the first year we really leaned into creating our own affiliate program, thanks to you. So yeah, I'm excited to just learn more about the different types of affiliates and a little bit more about just all the things that you do to help people do that.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I always like to teach is that there was a time where things got difficult, where when you get a lot of referrals, they're great. And the problem is a lot of people rely on referrals, and that an affiliate program was really just getting referrals on purpose. And this is where there was a time where things were really difficult. And like I said, I got off a fast start acquiring clients and working with my agency. We ended up, there was a very tough year in our family, and there was some things going on. So emotionally and sometimes physically, I wasn't able to perform, and my business started to suffer. And I started to do some things, make some mistakes that I don't recommend anyone else does. But in that desperation, I started to do things like lowering my prices, thinking that more clients were going to come in. I didn't get more clients. I got the same number of clients, but now at the same, at a lower rate. And so that made things even more difficult. As that got more difficult, I thought, oh, I used to run these giant ad campaigns. And it's much different when you have the backing of a $20 million a year company, but compared to when you're on your own and you're sub seven figures and struggling, right? But I was very skilled at running ad campaigns, and I knew in my heart I was doing this with a budget that was too small to work, right? And I just cringe every time I hear these people saying, oh yeah, you can just run an ad campaign for $10 a day. No, you can't. And if you're running one, you should turn it off. But I took money I couldn't afford to spend and certainly couldn't afford to lose. And I lost it all on an ad campaign that didn't work. And it didn't. And so now I'm at almost zero. And I had to think about, where were we the most successful? Well, when were times the easiest? And I recalled that the easiest time was when affiliates were promoting me. And so that's where I had to turn to affiliates, which is referrals on purpose. And one of the things I like to say about an affiliate program is it's the only marketing method that where you get to pay for it after the sale is made, after you've already received the money. That's not true with social media marketing. You're constantly creating content and doing a lot of work, hoping and praying that's going to pay off. The same thing with ad campaigns. You can open up your wallet and you can buy as many leads and as many clicks to your website as you possibly want. And that's a hope and pray method as well for a lot of people. And it shouldn't be, but it is. And referrals and affiliates are really the only method where you pay after the sales are already made. And it's the only way you're going to get a guaranteed result. And so if you don't get a client, there's no commission to pay. It's why I do what I do, because a lot of people I work with, they don't have that unlimited budget. They are making some of the mistakes that I just mentioned, and this is what helps to turn it around.
We've dabbled in Facebook ads, and it is just a great way to just hand that money over to somebody else and have nothing to show for it. You really have to know what you're doing. You have to be constantly on top of it. You have to be on top of the changes that happen all the time. Yeah, I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, it's a giant moving target, and you're competing with people that have very large budgets. And it's very algorithm based. So the more money you spend, the more the algorithm learns and the faster it learns. And so it really favors those with larger budgets because they can get through the learning so much faster. I would say probably also they have the risk tolerance. And I think what I have noticed, especially in the coaching and consulting space, is that most people don't have the risk tolerance or the patience to sit on their hands and just let the ad and the algorithm do its thing. And so it's something we should do when we're scaling. when we're scaling from profit, it's a very difficult and costly way to grow a coaching business.
Yeah. Well, we were very lucky that we met you and had that great conversation. So I love the fact that, like you said, most business owners are looking for a way to consistently have clients coming in. And it is amazing that you get to pay your affiliates after you've been paid. But there's a lot more that goes into it, as we've learned from you. And there's lots of different ways to run an affiliate program.
There are. But at the foundation of it all, what this is, it's a collaboration with another business or another person. And so we always have to look at is what is the win-win? And I would say that there's really two ways to run an affiliate program. One is to run it as a transaction-based thing, or the other way is to run it through relationships. And most do it as a transaction, meaning here's a link, go promote me. And if that works, then I love you. And if you promote me more, I love you more. But if you don't, goodbye. And I'm going to move to the next person who can promote me more. And a lot of the big affiliate programs run exactly that way, right? There is no relationship. There's no handholding. There's no guidance. There's no commitment to one another. There's none of that. We used to always joke when we get around other affiliate people that the 80-20 rule isn't really the 80-20 rule when it comes to affiliate marketing. It's more like the 99-1 rule. And that is 99% of your results come from 1% of your affiliates. And I sadly participated in that joke many times and I bought into it. And I realized, oh my gosh, this is the transactional part of it. All we're doing is treating these people as lead generation machines. We're not treating them as a true partner and as a true collaborator. And that's when I realized that relationships are really the most important part of having a successful affiliate program. And when you focus on relationships more than transactions, you can take that 99-1 rule or even the 80-20 rule and flip it, right? What I mean is we have such a high follow-through rate from our affiliates because we invest time into developing relationships. And when you do that, you don't need as many of them, right? We know people who have less than 20 affiliates outperforming people who have a couple of thousand affiliates. And so it's relationship, regardless of how you structure your affiliate offer and your affiliate campaign, relationship with your affiliates is the most important part.
That was one of the things that you really drove home for us, is that it's the relationship and obviously finding the right people, the people who have your ideal client but sell something very different. But if what you sell really helps their client, that becomes a symbiotic relationship. Yeah. You're providing something that their clients truly need, and it's truly helping them help their clients even with what they're doing. Then as a result, they want to send you the business and they enjoy getting that extra stream of income. But it really is that whole win-win concept, which I love.
I think you said the key word there is that they want to send you the business. They don't feel obligated to do it. They weren't arm twisted into doing it. They weren't manipulated into doing it. They want to do it. And that's the mindset shift. It's not so many times that I've heard is I gave these lazy affiliates everything they needed, all the marketing copy and links, and they just didn't promote me. Versus how do we set things up in a way where you want to promote, where it makes sense, where it's a, not to sound cliche, but a win-win. It's a win for you. It's a win for the audience and it's a win for me. And so how do we set it up collaboratively so that relationship is honored? And when you do that, you don't have to be constantly recruiting new affiliates. You're not burning them out in that way. You're building yourself a network of powerful partners who can be promoting you on a consistent basis.
Another thing that I think I learned from you, which is something I learned networking many years ago when I belonged to a BNI chapter, is that things aren't always back and forth. So maybe I give Jeannie a referral, but Jeannie never gives me a referral, but she gives you referrals. And you're giving Sally referrals and Sally's giving me referrals, right? It's not always as tit for tat back and forth. That is very important in networking, is that if you go in for it tit for tat, you're going to lose. But if you understand that there are people that I could refer business to all the time, they may not ever be able to refer back to me, and that's okay, because there's somebody else in the group who may easily be able to refer to me, and I may or may not be able to refer back to them. And it's the same thing with affiliate marketing.
One step further I would take it, because I've been through the BNI networking and I know the exact scenario you just described. What I would say is the affiliate commissions kind of levels the playing field a little bit, where you feel it doesn't have to be a reciprocal referral anymore, because you sent me a referral, that person became a customer, and now I paid you a portion of that. That's the exchange. And that's where now it is equal. I may not be able to refer business back to you per se, but you were valued in that we shared that percentage of it with you. And not everybody cares about that. A lot of people do care about that reciprocal promotion. And there's a time and a place for that, for sure. But in a lot of cases, the money coming back, that share and the reward, and even acknowledgement will go a long way.
Yeah, you've already talked about some of this, Chuck, I know, but I know that there are three types of affiliates. And so we've touched on them, but we haven't actually labeled them. So do you want to go through that for our audience?
Yeah, I'd love to. And because the word affiliate can mean so many things, especially in today's internet. And what I find, especially with coaches and consultants, even people in the transformational space, is that there's, for the longest time, they've been pitching this thing called JVs. That's the first type, a JV partner or joint venture partner. Now, I come from the telecom industry where joint venture meant something completely different. But what they really mean by JV is a reciprocal promotion. I promote you, you promote me, right? I'll send an email to my list, you send an email to your list. And it is a sort of a cross promotion sort of arrangement. And it's become the default in the industry where people, they come together as two businesses that are complementary to one another. And if they don't have the structure, if they don't have other pieces of the puzzle in place, the default is really all their minds are going to come up with is I promote you, you promote me. And in the right scenario, a reciprocal promotion is the right way to go. It shouldn't be the default. It shouldn't be doing that with everybody, right? Because it's not, I think you mentioned it earlier, it's got to be the right affiliate. It's got to be the right partnership. But that's the first type. JV partners are reciprocal promotion partners where I promote you, you promote me. It should not be the default, but absolutely powerful when it's done with the right person for the right reason and in the right way. The second type is what we call an affiliate influencer. Now, back in the day when I first started, they were just called affiliates, but I have to add the word of influencer now because that's really the terminology. And what we mean by that is influence over your ideal audience. They have your target audience, maybe a list or a newsletter or a podcast or a YouTube channel or a Facebook group, but they have influence over large groups of your ideal audience. And they are not looking for a reciprocal promotion, but they're looking to monetize their list. And that's the check-in, right? If somebody had that entity or they have that influence, they want to monetize that influence, then you can help them with that by offering an opportunity for them to make money. For example, it's very popular to be on a podcast interview right now. In fact, we're doing a podcast interview right now.
Yes, we are. And we're happy to have you here, Chuck.
Yeah. And it's also the reason that I have three podcasts and more planned, because it's a great way to get to know people. It's a really great way to build relationships. The thing about podcasters, there's new podcasts being born every day. There's new podcasts being ended every day. And the ones that are being ended usually are ending because they failed to monetize the effort and the influence that they had. So if you are a guest, you have an affiliate program, go be a guest on other people's podcasts and offer the host an affiliate program that incentivizes them to push that episode out more, promote it more. And believe me, if you send them some money afterwards, they will continue to promote you. And they'll be like, you're the only guest I make money from, so I'm going to do this more. So you want to look for opportunities like that. Podcasters are great. YouTube hosts, people with newsletters, people with other businesses. Maybe there's a portion of their list they were not able to monetize, but you're giving this opportunity for them to make some money with that list. So you want to look for these opportunities, and they are in it strictly for the monetization, right? So that's influencers. That's the second type. So we did JV partners and then influencers. And the third one is my favorite, and that's ambassadors. And an ambassador is somebody who loves you so much, they would probably promote you for free. We see it happen, but when a really cool thing happens, when you build this right into your program or your product, and that is that opportunity to share this with their friends, and you're giving them this opportunity to either earn commissions or to earn additional bonuses. In fact, sometimes with ambassadors, you don't even have to pay them with dollars. You can pay them with other things. And I'll give you an example. So one of the things that we do in our ambassador program, we've built it right into our product. So when somebody joins our program, we ask a very simple question, and that is, who else do you know that should be in this program right now? Now, they don't have large lists, probably, and this is why ambassadors get so overlooked as a strategy. They don't have large lists, but they know other people, and they're very passionate. So, it's referrals on purpose. So they're going to invite, let's say, five friends, could be to your webinar or through your affiliate link, whatever that offer is, and they refer, and that person becomes a customer. We go back to that ambassador and we say, first of all, thank you. And they're so passionate, because usually the ambassador, your best ambassadors are your current clients and the people who they're already your fans, right? So you don't have to convince them to say nice things. They're already saying them. And so we go back to that ambassador and say, hey, guess what? You sent us a new client, your friend, blah, 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 just signed up and you have earned a commission. And so now you have a choice. We'll either send you the money, which we're very happy to do, or we'll give you this other thing that is twice the value of that. Could be additional services, could be additional time in our program, could be a credit towards maybe an upgrade. There's lots of ways to structure it. And so you give them these incentives. In my ambassador program, in the last 3 years, I've only paid out the commission once. And I'm pretty sure he needed it to buy groceries. But everyone else takes the value and they reinvest it into whatever. So it's a very powerful program, and it grows, right? As your program grows and they keep spreading the word, your ambassador program grows. So while I agree with the scale, if you only had one ambassador, their ability to promote you to five people is not big enough. But what if you had 100 of them, or 300 of them, or even 1,000 of them? And we've even done this with e-commerce businesses where you see this all the time. I love the mattress. You know those mattress companies where you buy the mattress and it's a little box and then you open it and the mattress just goes. And so that's a form of an ambassador program as well. Like, it's built right into their product. So when you open the box, they give you instructions to pull out your phone, record a unboxing video because it's really super cool, and then take that video and post it on your social medias along with this affiliate link and send this to all your friends. That is how they run their ambassador program. And again, same thing. If your friend buys the mattress, they pay you the commission. Or how about this free mattress cover for your mattress, right? And so it's cheaper for the company to give them the free mattress cover than it is to pay the commissions. But in the mind of the ambassador, they're like, wow, yes, I'll gladly take that. And then if you multiply that by every customer, if every customer could send you two or three more, that has a ripple effect that really grows and grows. So we always recommend that people build ambassador programs right into their business, so it happens automatically. So those are the three types: joint venture partners, affiliate influencers, and ambassador.
Yeah, it's amazing, because we have clients who still refer us, and even though they have affiliate link, they'll say, oh no, I don't want to get paid for it, which is sweet. But like you said, we often will go back and say, hey, would you want to jump on a call and I can do a one-on-one coaching session with you? Or would you like, yeah. So we always try to reciprocate the kindness But yeah, it is amazing. They're going to refer you anyway. Like you said, giving them an opportunity to make a little extra money makes a big difference.
Yeah, like I said, these people love you so much, they would do it for free. And they will take the, if you give them a gift, they'll take it,
yes. Right?
And it's interesting to hear you say, and that does happen, where you offer them money, they're like, well, it's all good, you can keep it, right? And I have many like that. But if you offer them some sort of a gift or some sort of extra thing, it just makes them want to promote you more.
Right.
And we've got several partners who are exactly like that and are ambassadors that are almost in the influencer category. So now when you can turn an influencer into an ambassador where they love you so much, they would almost do it for free. That's when it gets really cool. And lots of different ways to use the three, but those are the main three. And the reason we have this distinction between the three is because you cannot have the same kind of relationship. It's not you can't treat them all the same way. You have to treat them differently based upon what kind of affiliate they are to you, right? They're going to value different things.
And that was one of the other things we really learned from you, is that it's not just about signing someone up to become an affiliate. You need to nurture the relationship and coach them and help them to get that word out and start making that money. And that was something logically, it makes, oh yeah, that makes sense. But we don't always think about, now that they signed up, what can I do to support them? What can I do to help make it easy for them to share this information and to start to get that get that commission on the back end? So yeah, that was interesting that we learned that from you as well. And I can see how it would be different for each type of affiliate.
It is. And to touch on what you said, this is not a sign-up game. This is not about signing up as many affiliates as possible. And to prove that point, I had a conversation with a company last year who had over 2,000 affiliates signed up to promote them. And they contacted me. They were super frustrated because less than 20 of them were actually promoting. And so this is that difference between transactional relationship we were talking about. So they were really focused on recruiting affiliates. And then they would give them really nice marketing copy and they would give them a link. But they would be frustrated. It's like, why aren't these silly affiliates doing anything? And it's, well, what's your relationship building strategy with them? How do you nurture that? How do you train them? How do you guide them? How do you support them? And they looked at me with this blank stare. What are you talking about? That's not how an affiliate program works. And I'm like, yes, it is. Like, you got to nurture the relationships. I think you said it earlier. How do you get them to want to promote you?
Yes.
It's not an obligation because they signed up. They have their own business. They have their own thing. They are not obligated. They don't work for you. They're not your employee. You can't tell them what to do. So nurture it. And so that's why we came up with these five things that we do in every affiliate campaign. We call them the five keys to running a highly successful affiliate program. Nurture the relationship, but they make sure that the relationship is there. And otherwise, you're treating this as a transaction. And so the first key is, obviously, you have to recruit. We recommend that everybody has at least two go-to methods of recruiting affiliates, not just any affiliates, not, hey, will you promote me? That's a terrible offer, but right fit affiliates. So people who actually have they have influence over your ideal audience, they would be a perfect fit affiliate for you. And the recruiting is, yeah, you got to recruit. And that's where most people start and stop. They recruit, they give them the materials, and then they hope for the best and then wonder, where's all the results? And that's because they didn't do the other four things, right? So the second thing they have to do is they have to train their affiliates. So we recruit and then we train. And one might go, I'm only asking them to send out an email. Everybody knows how to send out an email. True, but if they look at your materials and they don't know what to do with it, they're going to be too shy to ask you a question and they're going to just not do anything. And plus you haven't offered to support them. In fact, a lot of affiliate programs discourage being contacted by their affiliates. I just do not understand the logic in that, because it's time and effort and all of that. But we have to train our affiliates. We show them how our copy works, how our affiliate links work, how to copy, paste, and send the email, how to copy, paste, and post the social media content, and how to use the images, how to even personally invite somebody to the offer. So we train them on all of that. And we are also built into that training going to give them dates that align with our campaign. So we're going to ask a very key question. We're going to say, now that you know what to do and when our campaign is, are you able to participate on these dates or between this date and this date? Are you able to do that? And it's a yes or a no question. Yes, I am. Great. Is it okay if I contact you during that promotion period to offer any support or anything that you might need? And they always say yes to that. People are so shy to contact their affiliates, but they always say yes when you answer that question. I think they do want to hear from you. So just go ahead and contact them. But we train them and we ask them, does this work for you? Yes or no? Or can you participate on these dates? Yes or no? And when they say yes, we go to the third step, which is to manage the follow through, manage that campaign. So they've already given us a commitment for dates. Then we go back to them and say, hey, those dates have arrived. Just a reminder that we're doing this. And just wanted to double check that you've got the emails, you've got the social media posts. These are the dates you chose. Let us know if you need anything. And most of the time they go, nope, got it. Totally good. But thanks for the offer. And then if anybody does need help, though, we've opened the door for them to go, oh, what about this? Or I wasn't sure about that. And now that dialogue is in place. So we're managing the follow through. And when we do that, it's not 1% that follows through. It's 80% plus that follow through. So it's really important. So we recruit, we train, we manage, and then we celebrate. So the fourth key is to celebrate. And that's where we show gratitude. We send a message saying, thank you. And we will sometimes, we even do a promotional campaign or some sort of a gift campaign for our affiliates to demonstrate our gratitude. So we just did a campaign recently where we had promoters promote an event. After that event, we took their free gift and a freebie that they contributed. And we did a three-day email campaign that drove traffic back to their free gifts. It's our way of promoting them back and saying thank you for participating in this campaign. And then there's other things that we build into that as well. Even if all they did was send one person, everyone gets the thank you. Everyone gets the gratitude because, and it's truly, we could not have done this without you. So we recruit, we train, we manage, we celebrate, and then we repeat. Because when we do all of those things, the likelihood of them wanting to promote you again is extremely high. They feel honored by you. They feel the gratitude. They feel that you really appreciated and acknowledged them. And they had such a good experience that they can't wait to do it again. So those are the five. We recruit, we train, we manage, we celebrate, and we repeat. And when you do that, you don't need 2,000 affiliates all at once with 99% of them doing nothing. You need a smaller group that you nurture the relationships with, and they want to promote you because of the way you're treating them.
I've already learned more from you again. Chuck, we can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming and educating us and sharing all of your experience and what you've learned in affiliate marketing. If someone wants to reach out to you, which they absolutely should, who's listening, what would be the best way for them to do?
Our website is eventaffiliates.com. You can also find me at chuckandersoncoaching.com, and all of my things are there. And we specialize in helping people manage their affiliates, find affiliates, set up their affiliate programs, especially if you're someone who relies on selling through events, webinars, workshops, challenges, all types of virtual events. We do all types of affiliate programs. We actually work with software companies and e-commerce companies as well. But our favorites are the people who sell through webinars, workshops, and virtual events. But you can get all the details there. And there you'll see a link for my monthly workshop that we do where you can learn A to Z exactly what you need to do to set up your own affiliate
program. We can put all the links in the show notes below. And we can actually say that we are affiliates for Chuck. We just recently signed up with him for that because we hired him and he has helped us set up our affiliate program for our program, Love Your Profit. And we were only doing our masterclass once a month. And thanks to Chuck, now we're doing it twice a month. So we really appreciate everything we've learned from you and all the help we've gotten from you. And so if you're thinking about working with Chuck, we can tell you he delivers on his promise. He takes really good care of his clients. And we are grateful for you for doing that with us.
I really appreciate that. And I'm grateful for you as well, because I know you've promoted events of mine. And so that is, what we're talking about here is demonstrating the power of relationship building in these types of campaigns. And we both benefit. And plus the people that we refer benefit as well.
Yeah, win-win. Chuck, thank you so much again for joining us today. I know the people listening have learned so much. Like I said, I've already taken more notes and I already knew a lot of this. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here and spend time with both of you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.